Well, as COVID cases have been on the rise, we are seeing a drop in air travel. This week, the TSA passenger data earlier showed the lowest level of daily passengers since May 11th. It's been quite the fall off as more and more people are concerned about the Delta variant. And particularly, of course, we've even seen the CDC kind of warn against air travel for unvaccinated Americans. And for more on what that means for the space, I want to bring on Jonathan Root, Moody's CFA, Senior Vice President, joins us right now. And Jonathan, I mean, when we look at it, you know, it's tough to compare even year over year. So a lot of people looking back to 2019 levels. But how does it look when we project to what we're expecting to see over Labor Day weekend here for travel now that their concerns are very real?
So we're not overly concerned about the level of travel over the Labor Day weekend. We are looking at the TSA volumes very closely. And, you know, those show that there was a tremendous recovery in domestic demand for the summer, which did slow in August with the Delta variant. What's interesting is if you look at week-to-week averages comparing 2021 versus 2019, they were moving close to lockstep over that two-year comparison until this past week. This past week, the volume dropped off by a factor of two relative to the 2019 level. Of course, the Delta variant is going to get most of the credit. I think what's interesting is we have a late Labor Day this year, and I'm not suggesting that corporate travel was going to rebound right away, immediately, but I think that delayed Labor Day is slowing some corporate travel. Corporate travel is going to slow looking forward relative to our prior expectations because of the Delta variant.
When you think about the numbers that we're seeing from TSA in the drop-off, how much of that is just the progression of the travel season, the fact that we're at the end of summer at a time when we saw really high rates, especially for airlines? How much of that can you really peg to the Delta variant versus just this being the end of summer when things do tend to drop off, at least for families with kids returning to school, things sort of resuming in the fall?
Now, that's a great question and a great observation. Very difficult to break out the components contributing to the decline. But, you know, when we take a step back, I agree with you. Schools have opened, not uniformly across the country, but I think there's, you know, a rush for people to take their summer vacation before school starts. And because of all the pent-up demand from the pandemic, this summer proved to show that. So I think that is an important element. And again, when we look at the week-on-week trends comparing to 19, the two curves look the same until this past week. And so I think there are multiple factors. It's not the Delta variant. When we changed our outlook to positive, it's a long-term view. We have a 12 to 18-month view. And we knew there were going to be bumps in the road. We couldn't name what they'd be, but we knew that we anticipated there'd be some surges and so on. And there may be more, but we think when we look out 12 months from now and even sooner, the trajectory will be upward sloping and international travel will come back and corporate travel will come back, though now delayed because of the expectation of slower office openings attributed to the Delta variant.
Yeah, some bumps in the road, some turbulence, as the case may be here. But you got Southwest, some of these stocks off about 20% since the beginning of June. And a lot of this, I think, might be self-inflicted, right? You had in the earnings season, you know, you had a lot of these CEOs talking about a return to profitability in Q3 and really flexing confidence when it came to projecting this out. Of course, no one really knows how the Delta variant is going to go here. But if you do have that longer term trajectory, 12 to 18 months, I mean, is this kind of a perfect time to buy off the weakness here if you're expecting things to improve, holiday travel coming up? I mean, how do you look at maybe the relative risk reward?
Sure. Well, I appreciate the question. You know, at Moody's, our ratings are a measure of expected loss and creditworthiness. So we don't make recommendations, you know, for equities or debt, frankly. But as you said, there were some hiccups over the summer in the operations due to weather, but also due to staffing. And we take a step back and look at this industry. You know, I can't name another industry that lost 90% of its demand for an extended period. The steps that the industry, the players took to manage, the support of the Government CARES Act, the $55 billion of payroll support the government provided was instrumental for these companies. And then, you know, they had to reduce expenses, labor as well. So it was a tremendous challenge. And I don't think anyone anticipated that in June and July of this year, there'd be 80% of traffic compared to, you know, 2019. So, you know, they're doing the best they can. They've, I think, managed quite well. And, you know, again, we focus on, you know, creditworthiness. And these airlines are in a very strong position right now, given their liquidity, the cash.
Yeah.
Cash on balance sheets today is about $40 billion more than it was at the end of 2019. Admittedly, debt came from debt.
No, it's a good point. And maybe taking a debt approach there, you know, might make sense when you think about other industries that also saw a complete fall off in demand. I'm thinking the cruise lines and in kind of a different position they might be when we reach the other side of this, you know, saddled with debt. But airlines, it sounds like you're saying, you know, don't necessarily have that hurdle to get past once we do get out of this. So, I mean, relative, if you were to give it a grade, I mean, your confidence on the other side, if demand comes back to where it was in 2019, how well positioned they are to continue operations the way they used to.
Yeah, the U.S. players are strongly positioned, frankly, and they have liquidity is very strong at each of the players today. And what's key over the next 3, 6, and 9 months is whether they can operate at break even or positive cash flow generation. And the players were positive cash flow in June and July. There's been a slowdown in ticket sales because of the Delta variant. But what's really important is with the cash they have on balance sheet today, upwards of $60 billion in the aggregate for the 8 airlines that we rate, as long as they can be break-even cash flow through these periods like the Delta variant, and they may even burn some cash flow from operations. But as long as these periods of a variant are relatively short, the Delta variant I've seen in data in different places, it runs about 8 or 9 weeks as an example. And if there can be this snapback like there's been at other times, then these companies should preserve much of the cash they have today, which will be available to repay debt in the future as everything, the whole system gets back to normal.